When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Takes the snap, four-man rush. Lobs one left. Into the end zone for Garrett Wilson.
Oh! One-handed catch! Incredible! Did he get 2 feet down?
Well, you may have heard the ruling. Just as we come back, what you are certainly hearing in the background is MetLife Stadium coming apart at the seams and celebrating an incredible touchdown catch by Garrett Wilson.
Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Final hour of the week. Feels like it went by pretty quickly. Hopefully it did for you as well. Here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, we got Peyton and Caitlin in the back live on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thank you for being a Tola. That stands for Turn It On, Leave It On. Crosstalk with KMC at 940. You can visit them at Buffalo Wild Wings and Grapevine. Nick Eatman gives his pick for the Falcon game at 920. Everyone on the show except for Choppy going with Atlanta. Last night, Jets exploding in the second half. They beat the Texans. And the big sports talk question is, was Garrett Wilson's catch better, equal, in the same discussion as Odell against Brandon Carr?
Oh, I don't think it's in the same discussion.
It's not in the same discussion.
The Odell one, I just think, had such a much more greater level of athleticism. I mean, he was horizontal to the ground. Like, he was, and the ball was behind him. This ball was in front of him here. I mean, this is a great catch, don't get me wrong. But the Odell catch was, without question, the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Okay.
It's in the conversation, but I do think the Odell one's better. I mean, this was incredible. I mean, I've felt those gloves before.
Well.
It's you can't drop anything.
No.
Like, I don't know how you drop anything.
That's they talk about how just everything seems to stick to it now. It's like it's just as adhesive as Stick'Em was back in the day, essentially. And so, I mean, you're going to see more of those because of that, but it's still an insane play. Just the body control and the adjustment and snagging the ball out of there and his awareness to get his shin down.
Okay, so we're going to get to the game. We previewed and picked it an hour ago. Nick Eatman at 920 for the Falcons. But Choppy, he's trying. He's trying through osmosis. Maybe Jerry Jones is listening, as he says he does. They're not going to make any moves for Tuesday's trade deadline. We don't think they are. Steven, you know, he's going to come on and say the same thing. 24-365, blah, blah, blah. But RJ's still trying to throw out some names. First, you had Hubbard out of Carolina, the running back. Michael Lombardi said the Cowboys should just try to get Miles Sanders. He would help them immensely. By the way, who is the starting running back? That's a question for Nick. Who's the starting running back Sunday?
Probably.
Better be Rico.
Probably Dowdle, I think.
Okay. So we'll ask Nick at 920. Not that it's probably going to matter too much. Choppy, you're trying to get another back?
Well, this is, I was looking at some trade options, and one of them, so I mentioned Chuba Hubbard a couple weeks ago. This one, another running back, Nick Chubb. Now, they're not a contender, Cleveland. Nick Chubb, to be fair, pretty terrible right now. In two games, 2.7 a carry. But last year, I mean, he was over six a carry in the two games. Coming off a major injury. He's 28 years old. Again, the two games not been good this year. Last year, those two games, he was averaged over six a carry. That was, and his career is over five. Maybe you get him dirt cheap.
What's his money?
A lot.
They gave him a new deal.
Yeah, let me see what the exact numbers. It's a lot of money, though.
So the fit would have to be from the money perspective, A, but also the compensation that you don't give up a ton.
Yeah, does Chubb fit?
I don't necessarily.
No, I guess he's. No, he came out of his deal, and they had re-signed him on a low one, so he's expiring.
So, yeah, his deal, he had a 3-year $36 million. That was his original contract. And, you know, the cap hit this year is just $6 million, and he's off of it after this year.
He'd be about $500,000 for the rest of the season, it looks like.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. Now, look, I wouldn't give up a lot for him because you're coming off a major injury and you're averaging less than three a carry. But it's just two games, and it's with Cleveland. So that's another guy.
Sure.
Older.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can do that. You can entertain it if you want. But again, it's if you're talking about putting anything out the door right now with this team, like I'm not about it because one player's not going to fix it. You're going to have to sell a lot more than that.
And you would subtract, of course, like while you were out and Sandler was in, we kind of compare this to the Rangers. Mm-hmm. Bobby thinks it's the exact same situation. He would have sold heavy and he ended up being right about the Rangers during the deadline. They did not do it. And Bobby was saying he thinks this is the exact same situation for the Cowboys.
I would be more apt to sell if I was going to do one of the two.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to, though. We know that.
Probably not. But I mean, we asked Nick about it, and Nick said he wouldn't be surprised if they got the right call that they would be willing to offload somebody. And Jerry did mention with us a couple weeks ago, said the cryptic line about some guys fitting with the new scheme that Zimmer has, and do you maybe say that guy's not a fit anymore and you got to find something for him?
People poking around Myles Garrett, you know, starting to see some Giannis in the headlines, trade talk in the NBA. Myles Garrett, what was Mike Tannenbaum's trade for Myles?
Dude, I had to take a picture of this.
This guy was running your childhood football team. Just think of that.
Just think of that, man. I can't imagine why he's not running it anymore. So he says Myles Garrett trade proposal to the Detroit Lions. Of course, they lost Aiden Hutchinson. The Lions will get Myles Garrett. The Browns will get a first-round pick.
Oh, reasonable.
Another first-round pick. And another first-round pick. Three first-round picks.
That's a lot.
A second-round pick. And second-year running back Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh, Gibbs as well.
Gibbs as well.
Wow.
I mean, that's giving up.
Then they can trade us Chubb.
Herschel Garrett.
That's infinitely more than
Herschel Garrett.
That's infinitely more than Mike Ditka gave up for Ricky Williams when he gave up an entire draft.
And Miles is 28?
He's 28. He'll be 29 before the season's over.
Wow. All right, so there's Tannenbaum.
That's a lot.
That's a lot, man.
If they got that, would you trade Micah for it?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
I
three firsts of two and Jahmyr Gibbs.
I'd be filing with the league before they could get the third first round pick out of their mouth. I'd be like, yeah, hold on. I'm getting the card ready to send into the league.
Bobby, got some other trade ideas with the trade deadline on Tuesday? Yeah, also, so election day.
I was taking a look at some of the contenders and what can be done to maybe separate them a little bit and give them some daylight and help them out. So I was kicking around a few ideas. Lions is the first one. Max Crosby, which Max Crosby doesn't sound like is going to get dealt, but we've heard similar lines before. Max Crosby wants to stay there, but Detroit would probably be an area that he'd entertain. Honestly, I think if Max Crosby was going to be traded, he'd consider two places, and that'd be Detroit and Dallas. That's where he'd be interested in going. But a first and a third for Max Crosby. If you're the Lions, you're the Raiders. You're pulling the trigger on that?
Yes. How old is he?
He's 27, I believe.
Yeah, I pull the trigger on that.
Yeah, Max Crosby, 27 years old.
He's a beast.
And he's complete player, too.
It's not the type of dude.
Yeah, it's not just the edge
RKG.
Rushing. He is every side of it. So first and a third for the Lions, and that would instantly, I think he's better than Hutchinson. And so to me, like you're improving off of that. Matthew Stafford to the Vikings for a third that could become a second.
No.
No to for both people or for the Vikings?
No to both.
I would say no if I was the Rams.
You need more.
I wouldn't trade them. They're still like they see their window. They still see the window.
I don't think they do. They've been talking about trying to purge Cup and make deals, and Puka Nacua just got hurt again.
Yeah, well, you can purge Cup without purging them.
Then they got a win. Yeah, I'm saying no for both sides. I think I need a solid second for Matt.
But the Vikings, you wouldn't even want to give up a third for that because you'd just say I'd rather roll with Darnold.
Yeah, I want to see what happens with Darnold. I'm not going to trade for another quarterback when I have J.J. McCarthy as well. No.
Okay, next trade, and this one could apply to either the Washington Commanders or to the Baltimore Ravens. So the Beltway buddies there. J.C. Horn for a third from the Panthers.
Man, has his value dropped to a third already?
A lot of corners don't go for first-round picks even when they're near the top. That's still a little bit of a slight drop, but he's been hurt a little bit. Or another hurt guy, but a really good one when he's out there and he's healthy. A second for Marshawn Lattimore.
Ooh.
And who would be trading for that?
This would be the Ravens or the Commanders. Either one of them who... The Ravens, the one thing they need is they need somebody in the secondary to help slow things down because they just give up chunk plays late in games.
Who's better between Lattimore and Horn?
Lattimore's probably a little better. Horn's obviously younger. Yeah. And
the Ravens have... Look, the Ravens want to keep all their draft picks all the time. They need to add something to the defense to go along with another possible Lamar MVP season. They need it more than Washington. For their contender status, I think. Unless they really believe, unless Quinn and Kingsbury are like, we have a championship offense. I'm with Choppy in terms of pumping the brakes a little bit on that. We know the defense is not good, but Baltimore needs to make that move more than DC.
They do. Baltimore needs it.
I think that the thing with DC is just the fact that they've got the question of sustainability. Like, everybody knows Baltimore can do it. Like, I think some people are just still waiting for the shoe to drop, RJ Choppy, with the Washington Commanders, where it's like, well, let's go make a move and show that we've got things in place.
Also,
the way
they're building something. They're not ready to, they don't need to be trading capital.
Now, the Commanders do have an extra third round pick next year from Philly. So okay. they've got 2-3. So if they wanted to move one of those for Horn.
And Lattimore is 28.
Man, he's younger than I would have thought. Mm-hmm. He's been around for a while. And then the last one.
It's Zeke's draft, right?
No, year after. Chiefs give up a solid second round pick for Cooper Kupp.
Oh, God. I mean, just end it.
Well, he wouldn't play.
He wouldn't play.
I mean, he has to have somebody get him the ball.
Hopkins, Worthy, Kelsey. I mean, I don't know if they need him.
What are they even using Worthy for? I have not started him one time in fantasy. I drafted him.
Two deep throws a game. I mean, they would need him. They're not scoring offensively, but a second for Kupp. Ooh.
Yeah.
Would that end it, Choppy?
I think, I mean, if he's healthy, yes. I mean, if he gets to the playoffs and he's healthy and he plays every playoff game, I don't see how you beat him.
All right, a second from Houston for Kupp. Now with Diggs out.
Yeah, I mean, that's another one.
Yep.
Because now it's just Tank Dell.
Let's get a little bit more football in your life and some more money in your pocket with RJ Choppy's Degenerate.
45 and 29.
That's good.
For the year. 45 and 30 to count last night, which I lost because Vegas. Vegas got me.
Last weekend?
4-6 last week.
Okay, so. See, whenever you start with that overall number, I know that something happened the previous weekend. Because if you were good the previous weekend, you'd start with the previous weekend.
He's McCarthy saying 3 straight 12-win seasons.
Yeah.
We worry about the bankroll as a whole. We know you're going to have losing weeks. Listen, I got a 1-11 coming.
Okay.
It's coming, right? I had an 11-1. I got a 1-11 coming some point this week or this year. Hopefully not this week. I like Army minus 22 against Air Force. Navy put up a butt whooping on Air Force. I like Army minus 22. I like Sean's Vanderbilt Commodores plus 7.5 on the road against Auburn.
Yeah,
I do not get this unless I'm missing something here. Diego already went into Auburn and won last year as a member of New Mexico State. So he has played there. He has won there before.
It's a Pavi Potty.
What's his travel like for this one? Is he running any travel issues like the Texans did?
Oh, because of the 850 miles? No. It's actually up to 8, so it's plus 8, Vandy. Oregon, minus 14.5 against Michigan. Michigan stinks. Michigan's an awful football team. Oregon is going to win this. I don't know how it's so low. Oregon's going to destroy them.
We broke their spirit, man.
And like I like Indiana. Indiana minus 7.5 at Michigan State. And Michigan State's another terrible football team. They should just cancel the program and only play hockey. NFL.
My neighbor's going to see a Michigan hockey game this morning, flying out to see his kid.
Look at that. Yes. Look at that.
Flex.
You know, I lied to you earlier. I am betting the Cowboy game plus 3. I didn't even know what I had in my own bets. Cowboys plus 3. But listen to this. This is how much Vegas doesn't believe in them. You know, usually it's minus 110. You got to bet $110 to win 100. The Cowboys are plus 105, and they're getting points. So you're actually, you only bet like $48 to win 50 or $96 to win 100. Pretty good. Washington minus 4 against the Giants. Detroit minus the 2.5 at Green Bay. And Buffalo minus 6 against Miami.
RJ Choppy with his degenerate selections every Friday at 9 o'clock. Any chance of Micah or Bland playing? Who is the starting running back? Nick Eatman's going to Atlanta with Bobby. He picks and previews the Falcons after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
He is heading to Atlanta with our Cowboys insider, Bobby Bell, for Sunday's Cowboys-Falcons game. And he is Nick Eamon joining us from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Do you have some Atlanta suggestions for the fellas?
Well, the Varsity is always a place you got to go to.
What is that?
Hey, they got a... It's hard to explain. The chili dogs are great there.
Is it a sports bar?
No.
Nick's here.
The chili dogs are great. And then you got to go to Magic City, Bobby. And I wouldn't even.
Is that like Disney World or something?
He's afraid of strip clubs.
Don't even walk in there.
Strip clubs? I don't even know what those are.
I went to my sister's house.
No, I'm righteous, Sean.
I went to my sister's house in Atlanta. On the way home, I had the Uber stop there. I just did it to go wings.
Oh, you got the wings?
Fantastic.
They're that. What's so good about it?
Lemon pepper lube, baby. They're just tremendous. They're big, they're good size, and they're really well done.
Really?
Yeah, not well done, like overcooked.
All right.
It's fantastic. I didn't even walk inside.
Okay.
Right. No, actually, if you've been to a strip club with Choppy, he probably didn't. He's like, stiff arm. You want to see a Derrick Henry stiff arm. Yeah. Choppy, stay away. Stay away.
Hey, that means you would if you could run effectively, then Mike could fix everything else with the offense.
Shut up.
You should do it.
Shut up. Nick Eatman joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline on DFW Sports Station. Good morning. Welcome to that conversation.
Good morning. Good times.
Hey, dude, I know you liked our Calipari interview yesterday, Nick. You were texting about it.
Oh, man. I turned it on, and I was like, I know this voice. Like, who is this? And then after, like, the ninth time, he said, listen, guys. It reminds me so much of Parcells, like that old, you know, East Coast. Like even if you're not going to answer the question, you don't even want to answer the question. You're just like, listen. And you take it to something else, and it's still gold. It's awesome.
Any chance of Micah or Bland playing? And what do you think happens with Zach Martin?
I don't think Micah is going to play at all. Deron doesn't look good either. Again, I hate talking to you guys on Friday because I don't listen to McCarthy. He might have said something earlier in the morning. I don't know.
That'll be the first time.
He actually gave the green light, so we just wanted to make you look dumb.
That's fine. No, it makes me tired. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to wake up. But, you know, it's Halloween and trick-or-treat. It's been a week, you know?
Yeah.
So, no, I'm not.
Yeah, tell us about it.
Yeah. All right. Well, it was
No, he did not say anything. We know not to ask about the injury. He's not going to say anything.
I think Diggs, yes. I think Martin, yes. But I don't think Bland or Micah again.
Has Zach Martin... Have his struggles or his play, do you think, been more a result of him being banged up or just age and wear and tear and slipping?
I think it's a little bit of everything, honestly. Yeah. I think he's getting, you know, it looks like it's getting to the end here. He said that, you know, and I don't think he's playing. And I don't think you would necessarily, you know, slip just because of that, because you see the end. But I think there's a reason why that he knows that, you know, he's probably done after this season, or we'll see what happens. But I, you know, I would imagine that the end is near for him. That, and then also just, you know, having to do a lot, like he's having, I mean, Steele's not playing his best ball. BB to the left of him, you know, he's probably got to pick up some slack there. And then it is the injuries, and it's the older, you know, older age. I mean, I think it's a combination of everything. I don't want to sit there and say it's one thing and give him a pass and give him an excuse. You know, he signed up to play for the, you know, the money that he's paying for and all that, and he's not playing his best football. He said that. He stood in front of his locker and he said that. So, but he does think, you know, they can turn things around, and they think they can start running the ball better. He says the pieces are there. So, you know, I don't think he's feeling sorry for himself, for sure.
Nick, who do you think starts and gets the most carries at running back?
Is Rico feeling okay? Like, I would imagine he's feeling better now. I would think Rico, but that's what I think I would do. But I have a feeling it's going to be Zeke. Oh
my. Can you really make a case for anybody else is better than him?
I can't make a case for anything. I mean, honestly, I could make a case for a practice squad player on another team that I don't even know. I would just say, how old is he? 23. Sign him up. Yeah. Like, let's go. You know, I mean,
I don't think you can make a case. Look, this is not a strong case, but Rico has to get the most carries. Like, I don't think there's a way around that. You know, like, young, fresher legs. His best game of the season against Pittsburgh, and then it's basically a disappearance, I think.
Yeah, and he gives you more. He gives you a little bit more, like, in the passing game. I mean, we've seen some passes down the field. We've seen the actual screen pass work with him.
Although Zeke was pretty decent against San Fran.
Zeke wasn't bad. It wasn't bad there. And Cook, you know, Cook had a catch over the middle and, you know, went for 10 yards. The running wasn't great. But I think they're all going to get in there at some point. I mean, I don't know how it all works, but I think for right now, with the elevations the way it is, I think Cook could be elevated again, and just everybody except for Deuce, who didn't even play last week. He was elevated. I mean, he was activated, but he didn't play. So you can get them all in, is what I'm trying to say. All three of them can play. I don't know if that helps anything. If I just clogged it up.
Nick Eatman from DallasCowboys.com joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Nick, the Kyle Pitts problem, especially coming off of the George Kittle game, Is Zimmer going to commit to, you know what, we're rolling back out there. Donovan Wilson, that's his job, and we're going to bank on him being better this week? Or do you think there's a thought process that says something's got to change, whether that's McQuamu or Overshown or just somebody a little bigger and a little more athletic being put on Kyle Pitts in this game?
Well, I would like to see that. The problem here is that unlike last week, you know, they didn't have a lot of great receivers out there other than Kittle, and they leaned on him. But, like, Drake London is a really good player. And so, like, you can't just say, let's put a corner. You know, Diggs could have been on there if he was healthy. You know, for this week, you could match him up with Pitts, who I think is an oversized wide receiver anyways. But the problem is then who covers some of the other guys that they have. So I think I like what you said about McQuamu. I think he's an interesting matchup there, corner/safety. But just saying Donovan Wilson and/or Hooker on the tight end like that, especially one more dynamic than Kittle. I mean, this guy is a wide receiver. He's just bigger. And so I don't think he's a complete tight end. I think he's a wide receiving tight end. And so it's got to be more of a cornerback for me than safety.
I'm terrified of good tight ends. Do you feel this? I think you get a good tight end. It's a complete mismatch against just about any team in the league, an elite one. Do you see it kind of the same way?
Yes. I think when you have a tight end that's elite, and you see it in Kansas City, that's like, you know, they don't have any great receivers all the time. They just kind of throw it in it. But the constant is him. And it's the same, you know, I kind of think the same when it was Gronk and Brady. I just think when you have a really good tight end that is at least capable of blocking, you don't have to be like this road grader, but if you're capable of it, then I think it just changes the dynamics of what you can do on offense. It makes you a really, really good team. I kind of thought Ferguson was going to be that guy this year, and I'm not saying he's not. But it's still, you know, he hasn't taken the big leap that I thought he would this year.
Thank you for that point, Nick. Nick Eatman joining us here. I want to find that Nick.
Y'all need to stop hanging out on Wednesday nights together. Y'all drinking too much on Wednesdays.
You don't know. You just you basically hammered home a point for me I made earlier this week that Sean tried to fight with me about. But Nick, looking at the Cowboys' offense in this game, Atlanta. One of the things they don't do very well at all is rush the passer. Is this opportunity? Finally this week for Dallas to say comfortably, we think we're going to have enough time to push the ball down the field.
I want to say yes to that. But even though it's been 7 years, there's a guy named Adrian Claiborne.
Okay? That's true.
He had seven sacks in one game, right? Yep. Is it seven?
Yep.
Almost killed Dak. Chaz Green. It wasn't pretty. And they never gave him any help. And my point to that is, sure, you would think, you know, it's not that. I mean, the Falcons have six sacks this whole season. But, you know, this has been kind of a struggle at times, and there's been a lot of things that just surprise you, like just things you're not expecting. So, yes, this doesn't seem like one of those games where, you know, they've had players try to wreck the game. I mean, T.J. Watt was doing a pretty good job of that. Nick Bosa was doing it. Myles Garrett tried it in the first game. I mean, Thibodeau. In the Giants game. So they don't seem to have that, but then again, don't they have Matthew Judon? And so, you know, maybe you can't just take anybody for granted. Yes, this doesn't seem like a huge problem, but, you know, let's see if Guyton and Steele come to play, because if not, you know, it can snowball quickly.
Yeah, they rank last in the league in sacks with six, and Judon has 1.5 sacks this year. I got that from DallasCowboys.com with a preview article from someone. Who are you picking and why?
I'm going with Brian Broaddus here, and the reason why is he always says it, and I love this line: the NFL is a strange lady. She's kind of weird. So I'm ready for that. It's been weird already this year from everything that's already kind of happened with, you know, jury duty and nuts and everything. So that's just the last week.
I thought you said jerry duty.
Yeah, well, that's what you guys have every Tuesday.
Well done.
I'm going Cowboys. The Cowboys are going to win this game. And I'm going to say 30-21. 30-21. They win. Because it's the Falcons and it's Kirk Cousins. That's why. I want to tell you something else. It's just because I've seen Kirk Cousins suck against the Cowboys so many times. And he reminds me, like, just when you think man, he's having a really good year. And then, I mean, then he'll do something. And I know that he's really good, and he's put up a lot of points, and he may or may not be on my fantasy team this week. But I'm going to tell you this. I think the Cowboys will figure out a way. It's just going to be a weird, weird league, weird day. I don't think the Cowboys are a 3-5 team, and I don't think the Falcons are a 6-3 team. So that's why I'm going Dallas.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the trip.
All right. Thanks, guys. See you, Bobby.
See ya.
Nick Eatman.
Because I'm going to be on the trip with him. That's why.
I should have told him to make sure. You need to get a chain wallet.
I'm good. All right.
Get one. You're like not your, good.
It's right here.
You're
that's one
good.
Time I've lost yep. it.
You sort of look like Trent from
one time recently that I've lost it.
Other suggestions?
Yeah, the Bogey Bros coming in. Chastain is stupid good food, they say, and Elbow Room. Elbow Room is a little dive bar you're supposed to hit.
Is Chastain a topless joint?
I don't know.
I bet I could talk your wife into going to a strip club.
It's a good Brandy Chastain joke. I don't think you could. Maybe if she had some drinks, maybe.
Yeah.
But she says no. I've told her before. I was like, you'd be more likely talked into one than I would.
Oh, yeah.
And she insists no. But I don't know. Maybe that's something you should try.
What about you and Mackenzie?
She's already said that she's fine with us going.
It's a trap.
She has to be there too, but.
Oh, yeah. She's fine with us going. She has to be there too.
Right, right. Well,
there you go. Hmm. I don't have any women think you're just going to like start dating the stripper.
Yeah, just start dating, right?
You know, they all want to date you.
Absolutely.
You know?
Just like the girls at the restaurants, if you want to call it that.
Right.
Of course they want to date you. They're not there for tips.
Mike Bassick, he is at a restaurant.
Yes, they are.
They're at the Buffalo Wild Wings in Grapevine. That's Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece after this.
It is Mike Bassick time here on The Fan as I get the Zoom ready. Now you can see me all across the world, just like Millie Vanilli in the late 80s. Do you like this song, Bobby? I can see you jamming
to it. I love this song. Blame It on the Rain's better, but this one's good.
So, Sean, you're not impressed at all. You look like you're mad.
I think he's confused.
He is.
Literally, all Mike has been talking about before the show is Millie Vanilli and their backstory.
You know, we only have Vanilli now.
Did you guys, I don't know if this movie has come out or not, but there is a Millie Vanilli movie coming out. You guys interested at
all? Sound like it doesn't sound like
I'm
it,
I'm not
right?
at all.
No.
Did you, Sean, how old are you?
42.
So, I guess you might have been I was in fifth grade about when Millie Vanilli was. I was trying to explain this to Ruben because he's never heard of him, and I said, this is way too strong. But Taylor Swift's number one in the world right now, I'm assuming. I don't follow who's number one in the world in the rank. Stuff.
Yeah, I don't think Millie Vanilli is going to be on her level, Mike.
They were number one in the world and
that's
were
true.
Winning Grammys. Like, they were number one in the world. Now, not for as long of a time,
right.
Taylor Swift. You'd have to get somebody who's was number one for about a year and a half in the world rather than, I don't know, a 6 to 8 year period for Taylor Swift.
We'll put you on this, though. You just, like, heard it randomly, a song today?
Yeah, you know how stuff randomly comes on your YouTube, you know, feed?
Yep. Yes.
And then I just started following a little bit, and there's a Millie Vanilli movie that's coming out or has just come out. I'm not up to date with these things. But then I started following, like, I want to know more. I know that Millie Vanilli, if people don't know, they were lip syncers that nobody knew about. So it'd be, in a way, I was telling Ruben, this is too strong. It'd be, in a way, if they came out and said, you know, Taylor Swift's never sung a note in her life.
Yeah, like Taylor Swift's AI. That's not even a real...
Yeah,
it's on a similar level. It's one of my favorite, ballsiest quotes of all time from, like, they didn't go out and apologize. Arista was asked for a comment when this broke out. It's just like, hey, what do you have to say about selling this fake image? Do you need to apologize? And their statement to the media was, we sold 10 million records. We're not apologizing for anything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love it.
I love it.
Ask Ruben if he knows what a Rolodex is.
Do you know what a Rolodex is?
He said yes.
All right, Peyton didn't know the other day.
Yeah, prove it, Ruben, then.
Yeah, it's a beautiful watch. They
that
cost
is
a lot
a Rolex.
Of money.
You Bobby's know trying. That is not correct.
Hey, Sean,
yo.
Let's get to something you care about.
Yes.
How about that catch last night by Garrett Wilson?
It's a good catch.
Yes, it's been
ask
decided.
Him how long he's known about that catch.
He saw it this morning. Were you watching Mavs Rockets replay?
Yeah, I was. I was watching Mavs Rockets last night.
Me too.
Garrett Wilson versus Odell Beckham. That's the big topic, and no one
Garrett
thinks
Wilson's
it's
was a touchdown.
So was Odell Beckham's.
Yeah, but that was a long time.
Garrett Wilson's team won.
Have you never heard of recency bias, Bobby?
No one seems to think that the Garrett Wilson one is better than Odell's.
Man, that catch was awesome.
I loved it. It did great work for my fantasy team. So it was amazing. I loved it.
Do you think kids... Bobby, since you want to talk, I'll let you talk.
You've got a delay.
After I ask the question, then you can talk, okay?
This is
the Mike Bassett show.
It's like
show
Jeopardy.
Now.
You got to finish the question.
Yeah, for the next couple months.
That was a great catch.
Oh, my gosh.
Most of my life, my kids have said, oh, I Odell'd it by one hand catching it. Do you think there's any way that they will say I Garrett'd it or I Wilson'd it off of that play?
No.
No. Mm-hmm. Also because they were all out trick-or-treating last night and none of them saw the play.
I have a follow-up topic that I think you might like for this.
Okay, go ahead. Take it over, Shan.
The youth sports copycat that drove you crazy. Well, everyone did do the one-hand catch with Odell. Uh-huh. Is it Steph making everyone shoot threes? Is it batting stances? Is it fundamentals? What's the thing that... And then for the other side, the great positive impact that someone's viral moment caused youth athletes to do.
Okay, so there's, Mike, you'll notice that there's the Steph one annoys me because every six-year-old is trying to take a 30-footer, all right, and they can't reach.
Did you see the three-foot?
It upsets Greg Ostertag, too. He sometimes referees games. He listens.
Oh, yeah?
He was just telling me
what?
He is sickened at times when he's reffing games and sees guys that can't shoot to save their lives.
Greg Ostertag is out running around refereeing youth games?
Yeah, can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
If people don't know this, there's like a 7'1" big dude refereeing like high school basketball games, and they don't know that like he was a guy that I won't say, you know, he didn't guard him well, but he frustrated Shaquille O'Neal at times by being close to as big as him.
Yeah.
Is that who Shaq did the shove on, the two-hand shove?
I think that's Chris Dudley, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
So
it was Dudley.
But the three-point shot, I'll tell you the one that annoys, because nobody copies baseball stances anymore because they're all very generic now. But the amount of kids that do the Soto shuffle.
What is that?
Where, like, he takes a pitch and they look at the pitcher that they step towards the pitcher and they step around.
Oh,
that is a move. Stalking prey. It's like, what is going on here? You're 6 years old. You're the ninth hitter. And it's an 0-2 count.
6-year-olds get around the bases faster than Soto does.
I'll tell you what. This is one of my baseball topics, which we're not doing baseball nuggets today because we have Jerry Jones at 10:30, right, Corey?
That's right. Jerry Jones, Dom Toretta also joins us at noon today.
Gino Toretta.
Gino Toretta. No, I'm just joking. Gino Toretta joins us at noon today as well.
Miami quarterback? 22?
College football broadcaster.
Oh,
Didn't
man.
He quarterback Miami Hurricanes?
Yeah. I mean, I was talking about what he does now.
Heisman Trophy winner.
Connecticut coach.
Huh? No.
What's wrong, Choppy?
When he said Dom Toretto, I was like, well, I'm sorry, what? Because Dom Toretto, Fast and Furious, Mike.
That's right.
I know those movies. I don't know.
You could have
I know who Dom Cheadle is.
As long as it's Corona.
Dom Cheadle got paralyzed in the Iron Man thing.
What the hell?
Spoiler.
Didn't Don Cheadle? Cheadle's paralyzed? Oh.
Well, in the movies.
Oh.
All right, so I'll take you back to 1996. Professor I love bragging X, about myself. We're playing a high school playoff game against Lake Highlands, and we're at South Grand Prairie, neutral site, one game. I probably threw a shutout. Sorry about that. But I'm up to bat, and whoever's pitching for Lake Highlands, some jabroni. I hit the ball over the tennis courts about 420 feet. For a home run, and I stood there and watched it. Who was I imitating at the time? And then took a couple steps, then started my jog.
Barry Bonds,
Paul O'Neill,
Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh yeah, Ken Griffey.
My coach was very mad at me. My grandfather was very mad at me, and he's like, "You do not do that." Today, that would be the most subtle way of hitting a home run is to hit the home run just. Kind of
but young
watch
kids
it go over the fence as you take a couple steps towards first base and then just jog around the bases. But
they
back then,
now.
That was like the most disgusting thing you could ever do is hit a home run and just kind of watch it while walking towards first and as it goes over the fence, then start your run around the bases.
Have you ever told Jeff Fry that you did that once?
Oh, God.
I don't think so.
Okay. Do you think he'd still be friends with you if that was
I think so,
okay.
But if it was nowadays, if it was on video, it wouldn't be a big deal. But back then, it would have been like, oh, my gosh. Like, and I was like, I'm just doing what the best player in baseball does. Like, I'm imitating him. So kids are just imitating the best people in the game or some of the best people in the game. And we did it too, because I was like, yeah, that felt like Ken Griffey Jr. I'm going to do Ken Griffey Jr. You know, not him, but like I'm going to do like his like swing and like home run.
Yeah, we got it.
This day is going to be so long.
But one time we are at a Seattle Mariners game, me and my girlfriend at the time who was in high school, because she was a senior and I was a junior.
You dated someone before Sue?
No, it was Sue.
Oh.
But she waved at Ken Griffey Jr. in the on-deck circle, and Ken Griffey Jr. waved back.
And you wanted to fight him?
No, but I was like, I'm going to lose this battle. If there was a battle for this 18-year-old girl, I would probably lose it to Ken Griffey Jr.
Is that why you struck him out? Is that why you struck him out years later? Was just the motivation of don't you ever wave
and
at my
And then Mike
wife.
Yelled, Sue's mine!
Yeah, I married her, and we have a child together.
Mike pointed to his ring, and Griffey's like, you don't have a ring. He's like, no, my wedding ring.
11 years later, I got you, Ken Griffey Jr.
Mike, were you or are you the jealous type?
I would say yes, but I would assume almost everybody would be a little bit jealous, right? Like you have pride and an ego. I'm not saying that those are great things, but I would say that, yes, if somebody looks at your girlfriend or wife and kind of looks like they want to say hello to them Griffing in a them. Way that's like you'd be like, yeah, there's a little bit of like – ego, pride, jealousy,
pride
different
is the devil.
Words.
Kevin, are you jealous?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, see, I love when people can admit it.
Yeah, I can't even say hi to Jess. He's told me.
No, not.
That is true. We're not allowed to
talk
to her.
You don't look at her. You don't say hello to her. During this peace-a-thon thing, I put my head down.
I don't think I used to be.
When she
but...
come to the room for charity.
Yeah, I texted her once. He took my phone and threw it in a sewer.
No, I don't think I used to be, but I was going to get married a long time ago in like 3 months, and then she's like, hey, I'm going to bang this other person.
Oh, so, gosh.
I think that really set it off.
Sorry for laughing so hard, buddy.
While she was pregnant?
No, it was after.
Oh, okay.
You're playing music, Peyton.
Yeah, this isn't Milli Vanilli. Now you play Blame It on the Rain. This whole crosstalk was brought to you by Milli Vanilli. One of them ended up killing himself.
He did.
God.
Well, drugs and alcohol and just the way he was treated. And he was adopted and never had his true mother and father.
Will you tell everybody where we are?
We're at Buffalo Wild Wings and Grapevine. We have one whole person here right now.
We were told ahead of time we might not draw.
Hey,
Grand Prairie destroyed it. Grapevine, where are you at, Grapevine? I almost moved out here, like back in the day. But I ended up not moving out here. We stayed in Oak Cliff, and we have Oak Cliff Pediatrics now. And my kids go to Bishop Lynch. But I thought this was a really good school district and a good place you could possibly live.
What a sell.
Hey, all right, so if you're in Grapevine, it's not hot in this room. Yeah. It's normal in this room. Last year it was really hot. It's normal temperature this time. Come on out to Grapevine, and you can listen to the Jerry Jones interview
at
10:30, and he can say,
you.
The devil made me do it. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.